Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Crowder's back. 3 o'clock hour. We're starting late. We have very good conversation with Gino Toretta because you want to talk about running the gamut from head injuries, and he told us very serious stories about him sustaining significant head injuries, suing the 49ers.
Man.
And Trader Joe's and cheeseburgers. I mean, we ran the gamut. In fact, listening to the segment with Gino may have given a listener a head injury.
They're out, it was
just whipshaw back and forth, man.
I've never been in a Trader Joe's.
So, you know, he's from California. California people love Trader Joe's. Now, he was saying he doesn't love it like other Californians, but that's where it started. But people, they just rave about Trader Joe's. There's one in walking distance from our apartment here in Boca. We go there. My wife loves it there. I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal of this place. Give me a Publix all day, every day. First of all, any grocery store that doesn't have the lottery ticket machine, I'm out. Oh, you're so high and mighty. I can't get a scratch off.
I like them. I'm a Publix guy. I didn't know this was a thing. Like, you got to pick your grocery store. But
well,
I love
Trader
Publix.
Joe's, I think, is not for every day, like, all your goods. You know, for produce. They make a lot. Most of their stuff is private label, right, Solana? Like, most of the stuff is Trader Joe brand.
Yeah, it's TJ's brand.
Yeah. No. They do have Funky Buddha there.
Really? Yeah. I got to try Trader Joe. I got one down the road, but I got to drive past three Publix to get to it, and there's no way
I'm
going.
So, like, why would you ever do that?
I'm going to Publix.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Hurricanes, give him some new lines. We've got Motley Crue tickets to give away. Keep listening for that. I'll remind everybody, our Smoke on the Water event in Weston, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, less than a week away now. So it's next Wednesday. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come on out. We're going to do the show 2 till 6. Duncan Robinson is going to be there in the evening for a panel. And it's free to attend. It's at Smoke on the Water in Weston. But you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. And it's a wait list right now, I'll be honest with you.
And I'm going to have a Crowder Powder tent out there.
Are you?
Yeah, I talked to Tyler.
Let's go.
Man, let's bring
I'll
it
work
out.
The said, tent okay. a little bit. I'll work the tent.
I need salesmen.
I like the jibber jabber.
I don't need no jibber jabberers.
Well, you go to WQAM.com. Register there to get your invite or at least get on the wait list. It also gets you a complimentary cigar while you're out there. Got to be over 21. Please drink responsibly. But you can come hang out with the 560 QAM air staff and Duncan Robinson and Solana's dad, Eduardo, at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars next Wednesday night. Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, also by official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit CohenAndJudah.com to see all the reviews. That is a week from last night. We're excited about it. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We got football tonight, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Jets host the Patriots Thursday night football.
I put in a double unit on Breece Hall over 30 and a half receiving yards.
I'm in.
Now,
I was just going to ask, what are we betting? Because I haven't bet on the games yet.
Yeah, this is why I bet it. So a couple weeks ago, the Jets, didn't they open in primetime?
First
game in primetime?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet Breece Hall, it was over 29 and a half receiving yards, and the ticket cashed. He ended up with 10 more yards than that. This morning, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I did this Odyssey gambling show on the BetQL network, and there's a female prognosticator, her name is Chelsea. And last week, her best bet was, I'm trying to think of what it was. I tailed it and I won. Like, it was such a great bet, and it was such great handicapping by her. And she put out this video this morning from BetQL, and it was essentially the Breece Hall bet that I had made a couple weeks ago. But she said, Breece Hall, like, when you're playing on the road and points might be a grind, you're going to go to the receiver, running back out of the backfield, who you're comfortable with. Aaron Rodgers has kind of shown you this season. Like she was saying, he's got more targets than receivers. And so she had given a whole good, I thought, explanation on why she was playing that. That was her best bet. So I'm tailing it again. I'm going to ride the Breece Hall train.
Breece Hall looks good.
He does look good. And Aaron Rodgers seems to look at him constantly.
And we saw he was on the pivot. Have you ever seen him without pads on?
No.
He doesn't have a neck. No. He's not huge, but
I thought you meant like one of those thick necks.
It's weird. He's weird. Just look at a picture of him. His ears just melt into his shoulders. It's crazy. He's not just a massive person, but he's built like a Greek god.
Image, Breece Hall, no helmet.
Siri hates you.
I got Breece Hall of REO Speedwagon.
I said, Siri hates you. She said, that's not nice.
So this is Breece Hall without a helmet, huh?
He looks so different. He's white. I'm down with that one. Does Aaron Rodgers ever have a game? Are we waiting for the Aaron Rodgers show out game?
If it's going to happen, it's going to be prime time, right? I don't know.
But the Patriots do. Patriots have a hell of a defense now. What's the under? I don't even want to say it because it's going to be 22.
38 and a half.
I hate them.
It's just too I can't. Low. Yeah.
Why, if he's going to have a game, it's going to be prime time? He's played two primetime games with the New York Jets, one of them being last year where he played four snaps before tearing his Achilles.
No. I do think that he's going to have one of those games where you look at him and you're like, oh, that guy, I remember him, and I think it'll happen in prime time. I kind of like Rob Pizzola's handicapping of it yesterday, too, though, which is 6 points, 6.5 points, like for a team that's got a grind out offense, like take the points with New England. Not that they're going to win, but just take the points, because that's hard for a team like the Jets, from what we've seen so far this season, to cover 6 points, 6.5.
This is going to be a single digit win game. Is it 5? Is it 8? Or is it 3?
Right.
Because I'm with Rob. Yeah, we're going to be dancing. Don't expect to get too excited tonight unless you like first downs every now and again.
If you want to get it at +7, by the way, Patriots +7 on the Hard Rock app, because the official line, like you mentioned, is 6. You can get +7 at -135. I know he suggested.
Zola says you never buy a point, but.
Yeah. I know he suggested just wait it out, right? Maybe before kickoff.
He's trying to wait till 7. Yep.
But it hasn't moved since yesterday. It's been 24 hours. It's been stuck at 6 So I don't anticipate it moving a full point between now and kickoff.
I'm looking at my Hard Rock Bet app, and I'm wondering why my account is so low. It's because I bet a quadruple unit on Miami USF over total points.
I know. My total's low, too, because I have a quadruple unit on Seattle minus 5.5 Sunday, which I wish I could get out of.
I'm looking like, did they get over on me? Oh, I bet Tuesday for a game on Saturday. Okay, that's what I did.
I do like it that way, though, where they take out the money in advance. Because then if you win, you almost feel like you're winning double. Because you forget that they're first going to put back in the money that you bet. Then they're going to put in your winning. It's like, wow.
I'm excited about this one.
What about the over-under in the Dolphins game? What do you guys think the line is set at? Over-under, Dolphins at Seattle.
What do I think it's set at? 42?
Same thing, low 40s.
Yeah, 41.5.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. Because I can make a case for both.
I watched Seattle sit at 15 for three quarters last week. What is Skylar Thompson? Yeah, I'm with you, Huck.
What's the over-under on field goals made? Because or field goals attempted, because I think there's going to be a lot of field goals.
It's a kickathon, huh?
Let's see. Player props, kicking. Over-under for Sanders is 1.5. Over-under for Jason Myers, Seattle, is 1.5 as well. I might go over on both of those.
You can bet kicking points, too. So Jason Sanders over 6.5 kicking points. Jason Myers over 7.5 kicking points.
Hmm. I've never got way down to the kicking button.
So no on the...
That's when you know you're sick.
I didn't even know the kicking button was way back there. Look at there, kicking button.
So you're both a no, a hard no on the game over-under?
Oh. Yeah.
If I had to bet, I'd bet the under. But it's just 41 is crazy.
Well, if you want to be really sick tonight, there's also some college football action. South Alabama is at Appalachian State. App State is a 7-point home favorite tonight. That game's on ESPN. Right. You'll, of course, remember Appalachian State, one of the greatest upsets in college football history, beating Michigan about 18 years ago.
Appalachian.
He keeps saying Appalachian.
I don't know if you know
that.
He was
going to let it go the first time, but then he doubled down, gave you another Appalachian. Appalachian. I'll take you out back, give you an Appalachian if you keep behaving like that.
Can you say that word? We know you have trouble saying certain words.
Appalachian.
Appalachian.
Just Appalachian.
Chin. No, leave the A alone. Appalachian.
All right. Agree to disagree. I think it's Appalachian.
Okay, fair enough.
Los Modelins, they play tonight again. Actually, they play today in about an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, all right.
4:40 p.m. versus the Los Angeles Dodgers at Lone Depot Park.
All right.
Jimmy, let me know, by the way. Shohei Ohtani needs one more stolen base to reach 50 on the year. He's still two dingers shy of 50 home runs as he...
Right. Actually, I told you that in the first segment.
Well, I wasn't listening to you, but Jimmy did
obviously
let me know.
Yeah. But because I said he's 2-2 away, and then I said, oh, a texter has pointed out that he's at 49, and I said, but I know not to really trust the texters all the time, and you acknowledge that, but... You seem to have forgotten that from an hour and 19 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you doing the due diligence there.
You're welcome.
Really due diligence.
Diligence.
The Herons, they drew to a 2-2 tie yesterday. In Atlanta. Crowder, did you end up betting that game? You said you were going to bet that last night on the show.
I did, and I lost.
Yeah.
What did you bet? Inter Miami to win?
Yeah, I just cool my team.
You should have bet the draw.
Who bets the draw?
When somebody says that after a game, they're like, "Oh, you should have bet the draw."
Look at that, lost 50 bucks.
That's a loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had fun.
I told you, you didn't know. Like, we didn't know if Messi was going to play, Suarez was going to play. They played only in the second half. Should have held off.
Like a little action.
Make it all back on Breece Hall tonight.
There we go, Breece. And I parlayed the kickers over 1.5 field goals. There we go. I don't even know the other guy's name.
This is interesting. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Tron Armstead did practice today.
We talked about that in the first hour. Sure you haven't heard that before?
Huh. Tron Armstead, though, seriously, according to David Fiorenez, he's speaking to the media, Tron Armstead said he should be good to go Sunday in Seattle.
That is huge. The sigh of relief you're hearing is Skylar Thompson boarding a plane.
Please protect him.
Yeah.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It started to downpour here in El Portal. Some rain expected across South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. That is your weather.
I was just looking on Twitter, Chris Perkins and the Sun Sentinel. I haven't read the story yet, but it says, Chris Perkins, please, Dolphins fans, don't expect more from Skyler than you got from Tua. And that's probably a fair warning. Remember, what'd they score in the first game? 17?
No, it went 20-17, right?
20-17?
Yeah.
So they scored 20 points in the first game against a mediocre team, and they looked like absolute garbage in the second game. So I don't know. Like, that's a pretty good warning from Chris Perkins. Like, I don't know what you're expecting from Skylar Thompson, but maybe it should be what you've seen so far. Like, use that as the baseline.
Damn, Perk. You don't want to hear it sometimes. Let's just stay gung-ho.
Yeah. All right. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's Mike Hatton here.
What's his name?
Mike Hatt's Nova. If I mispronounce Mike Hatt's name, I do apologize.
Hawk and Crowder.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is, of course, Tommy Two-Tone, Jenny, 867-5309. Crowder blurted out to me during this commercial break, "Hey, Doobie Brothers coming out with a book."
My wife listens to weird radio stations, and she heard the Doobie Brother, and she thought about you.
She heard one Doobie Brother?
One of the Doobie Brothers is writing a book, and she said, "Hey, tell Hawk that he's writing a book." I said, "Okay," and I thought about it. I don't know who this white guy is, but...
Thank you for letting me know in a very uniquely Crowder fashion. "Hey, Doobie Brothers writing a book."
I have different speech patterns.
Don Bailey Sr. should write a book. Hell with the Doobie Brothers.
I would love that. I got a couple stories at lunch one time, and boy.
Yeah. Before we talk with DVJ, we're going to talk some Hurricanes. If you're looking for the best Hurricanes gear in town, Caneswear in Davie on University Drive, or check them out online at caneswear.com. DBJ is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He will be on the call with Joe Zagacki. Hurricanes and USF Saturday night from Tampa, right here on 560 WQAM. Kickoff 7 p.m. from Raymond James Stadium. Pregame begins at 3 p.m. here on this station. Hello, DBJ.
How are you guys?
We did better in giving you lines last week, and you did a phenomenal job. So I think we're all on the same page again, right?
Yes, we are. I think we're definitely. I thought you were going to give me a little Tommy Two Tone, a little 867-5309. I thought that was like a
little.
Why
don't we do that, Solana?
We have given you that already, DBJ.
Oh, did he do it?
He did.
I had to
he
do
did.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Do we have it?
Right.
Can we play it? Let's see if we have it. The problem here is Solana's not going to know how he saved it. He's not going to know if he saved it as 867-5309 or Jenny or Tommy Two Tone.
Give me a little more credit, Hawk. I got it. We're good.
All right, let's hear it.
Danny, I got your number. I need to make you mine. Danny, don't change your number. 867-5309.
That's the song.
That's what we gave DBJ.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a little credit. No. Hold on a second. No. So you didn't know how you labeled it, because you thought you were playing the DBJ version and you were just playing a clip. So don't get all high and mighty. Give me a little credit, nonsense. You had no idea what you were playing.
I got you,
and
DBJ.
And it's because you don't have a labeling system.
It's not true. I just played the wrong cut. That's all.
Oh, okay. Now let's hear DBJ do it.
Jenny, I've got your number. I need to make it mine. Jenny, don't change your number. 867-5309.
Yeah, that was good. You did good, DBJ.
Yeah. I grew up with that song, man. That thing's been in my head for years.
You don't remember doing it, though, huh?
No, I didn't. I remember Jenny, but I don't remember doing that song.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of adhesives in those flooring panels. You never know.
Yes, there are.
Trick and play.
The off-gassing has had a big effect over the years, believe me.
Should this game Saturday night, I asked this earlier, should this game Saturday night strike fear into Hurricanes fans? Because this game seems like one of those games that's gone south in the past. And I give it this context. There's been nothing that's gone wrong for the Hurricanes in three games. They've never had an outcome in doubt. They haven't had any missteps. And it's almost impossible to get through a season like that.
Well, part of the reason they've had no missteps is they've got penalties under control. The biggest reason they've had no missteps is last year they were a turnover machine, and that's not happening right now. You know, they've got a quarterback that's thrown 11 touchdowns in one pick, and they're doing a good job on the other side of the ball, taking it away. So a lot of those things have been fixed because they're playing better. To answer your question about South Florida, you give them an opportunity. The type of offense that they run can cause you some problems. They play a very aggressive defense, which if you don't hold on to the football or you're careless with it, it'll give you some issues as well. But Miami should go up there and take care of business. And I would say they are the best team that Miami has played. They do not have the most talent. I think the University of Florida has way more talent than South Florida does.
And DBJ, I was surprised. We had a whole montage about me questioning Cam Ward at a higher level of football in the ACC playing top teams. I got shut up. Well, are you surprised now? Because you, like Hawk kind of saying, like they haven't had any problem, but is there anything? I remember asking you about the receiving core, the running backs, like guys that are jumping off the screen to you that you didn't know they can do what they're doing.
Well, you know what it is? I think they're getting some burn out of the freshmen that I didn't think. You know, the Federic kid from St. Thomas at corner. Patterson in the secondary is getting some play. You know, I see some of those guys are getting some reps, and they're doing well at it. But everybody else was really almost established. Martinez has come in and done as good a job as you can do with the number of carries that he's getting and how he's playing the game. But Cam Ward is the guy that has exceeded everybody's expectation. I'm not saying wow. I mean, you know, Simeon Barrow, he had a big game last week. Well, he's supposed to. And, you know, the defensive end, Barron, he's supposed to have had big games. And that's what he's doing after 48 games in the Southeastern Conference. But I think beyond a shadow of a doubt, Cam Ward has exceeded everybody's expectation for the first 3 weeks. And look, he came in throwing a bunch of touchdowns and not many interceptions, and he came in with thousands and thousands and thousands of yards. But he's certainly been the star of the show.
What's he been like? What's he like to be around? Is he thrilled with the first three games, or is he, there's more business to do kind of guy? Like, tell us about him.
I think that guy's on a mission. That's what I can tell you. I mean, is he in his mind, I would guess that where Miami is exactly where they're supposed to be. And he would tell you that he's at 73% completion. He would tell you he's probably thinks in his mind he should be at 100, and it's never good enough for him. He's never gotten the feeling that he's satisfied. I've never gotten the feeling that he big times it ever, and he's a highly focused guy that understands the game, and you can see, you know, all the years of football that he's played, how it's paid off, and he prepares. He's the best prepared guy on that football team. There's nobody prepares any better. I mean, he sets the example on how to get better and how we're going to win, and it's been contagious, and he's done a fantastic job. But you know, I don't think this is an accident, and I don't think it's a fluke what we've seen for 3 weeks. Is he going to have a game where he throws a couple picks? I hope not. But if he does, he'll keep battling through it. And is he going to have some challenges? I'm sure everybody does every season. But he's not going to get rattled, guys. He's just – I don't see it. I'd be shocked.
And what about Mawagoa? I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but every damn time I turn it on, he's knocking the hell out of somebody. He comes over from Washington State. I don't know if it was a package deal or whatever, but he's the one that jumped off the screen to me when I was asking that question. Honestly, I thought about his name asking you the question.
You know what, Channing? I think he's probably – I appreciate your eyes on that. I think he's probably one of the most underrated guys in the conference. I really do. You know, here he is. He's leading the team in tackles again. He can rush the passer. He's fine in pass coverage. He can run – he does everything he's supposed to do. Heck, I think, you know, last year he was leading tackler and had a bunch of sacks and a bunch of tackles for loss. He's going to be an NFL football player. And like his brother, I'll take that package deal if it was any time, day or night. But just like his brother, they're quiet. They don't say much, man. They just go to work, and they work harder or as hard as anybody out there, and they take a very professional approach to it. And both of those guys are quiet, but they're great examples and great leaders.
I believe it's Maui Noa, though, by the
Maui
way, right?
Noah.
It's like Tua Tagovailoa, where there's no N in the name, but there's an N when it's pronounced.
So the N is a G.
The N is a G.
I got
you. Like me. I'm a G. What about Cam Ward? Is Cam Ward going to make a good pro quarterback?
I don't know that. I would think he will. I think he's going to give somebody a run for the money. I mean, there's – who knows? You know, I don't –
I mean, he looks like a pro, but I don't – you know, again, I didn't play.
I would imagine he's going to give it a heck of a shot. I would imagine he's going to make a good pro, but to me, that game – those two games nowadays are so far apart, you know, on the structure of the game, the structure of the offenses. He's going to compete, and he'll get on a team. He'll be hard to send home. I'll tell you that much. I don't know if he's going to be a starter in the NFL. I don't know that, but I know he's done everything in his power to put himself in a position to be drafted at a high number. Guys, if he keeps going like this, we're going to have to start talking about him being a Heisman Trophy candidate big
time.
He's
the favorite. I mean, he's the Vegas favorite.
But let it keep happening, and Miami keeps winning, and he keeps throwing up these numbers, and this offense keeps going. We're going to have to start talking about that, and it will be – Miami has the right record. Miami, and he stays healthy. It's going to be hard for him not to be considered as the front runner every single week for that award.
Let's give him the
– I just want to ask him about this offense, though, because it's the same guy. It's Shannon Dawson calling this offense – with Cam Ward in it, but it's the same guys last year everybody was giving them hell about. The Cam being a part with this, like, and to your point, he's the Heisman Trophy, you know, front runner right now, and he'll be in that conversation. Is this what it was supposed to look like? Not taking a shot at anybody from the past, but this is what the offense was supposed to look like.
Well, I think this is what the vision was. I don't know. You know what I mean? The talent was a little bit different last year. I think the second year of it also helps, Channing. You know what I mean? I think that everybody has been around this thing in that offensive line room except for one guy. All the tight ends were around it. You know, most of the wide receivers were there. And then you bring in Cam Ward, who came with a ton of experience, and Martinez, who was here and has done a good job picking up a majority of the offense. It's year two, so you don't have to – you know, everybody's not learning the new terminology. Everybody's not learning how to execute the play. Everybody, they can push it a little farther down the road now with their calls and the communication. And I think that's the benefit. And, yes, you ask Shannon Dawson, this is what it's supposed to look like. And the thing that I don't think people are talking enough about, and you being a defensive guy, you can answer the question. How do you start to defend it? I mean, the tight end position is exceeded what they did for last year already. You know, they're pushing 20 catches in three games. You've got the running backs that are involved. Five guys played last week, and you look at the receivers, how they spread that around. 11 or 12 guys are getting catches. Different guys are getting catches in a game. It's hard to defend. So the short answer, that's the long answer. The short answer is this is what Shannon Dawson envisioned it to be.
And I'll answer your question, DBJ, quickly. I want to get to the calls, but you have to have the horses on the outside to be able to blitz the hell out of Cam Ward. If he sits back there as calm as he is going to find somebody open. He sees the field. He sees both sides. You have to get him off his spot and make him panic, and I haven't seen him panic yet as a Canes quarterback.
I have not either, and I don't know that he's got panic in him, and I don't. And I will say this, though. They will be bringing it on Saturday night. I mean, this defense brings it as much as anybody we've seen. But the good news is, and I think that it's been overlooked, is that Lance Guidry, they run their defense against Miami. When it's one-on-ones and two-on-two, they bring their defense. Now, they get scout team looks too, but Miami's used to seeing big-time defense every single day of practice. And I think that's paying off on Saturdays.
All right, DBJ, let's give you some calls, see if you can work these into the broadcast on Saturday. You were phenomenal last week. We pulled the theme song from Cops. I don't know if you saw one of the Dolphins receivers may have been detained a couple weeks ago heading into a game, and we never got to give you the line last week, but we meant to. Here it is, bad boys, bad boys.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
I feel like we've given them that, though, too.
Maybe do
we
the
can
second
do it
line.
Again. All right, let's do it again. You got it? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
I can do that. Hey, Channing, I threw that. I put a finish on that one thing for you, buddy. That one line last week. What is it? I say the same thing three times in a row.
Not like us.
Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta pop out and show them.
Oh yeah.
My guy, my guy that works for me, Jermaine Ponder, he says, "You add this on at the end, Channing will wet his pants."
Crowder went nuts. Play the song, Solana. Solana mixed you into the actual song.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show.
That was for you.
There's nobody like us, I assure you.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
There's nobody like us, I assure you.
Excellent. That was excellent work.
I really went crazy when Solana let us hear it the first time. That was amazing.
That was excellent. How about this one, DBJ? A little Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho, oh. Kermit the Frog here.
That's different than what I sent you.
Was that you?
Wait, what? What did you play that, Solana?
Yeah, that's what you sent me.
That is not what I sent. I didn't send you any version where he goes Kermit the Frog here, because he doesn't say that ever. He goes Kermit the Frog here. Now you must have taken like something from way down in the clip that I said. That's not the first clip that I sent you. Because Kermit, have you ever listened to Kermit the Frog, Solana?
No, I can't say that I have.
Because he always goes, "Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here." Like, it's like the cadence. I don't know where you got that hidden cut.
He called Kermit.
Kermit the Frog here. I don't know where that came from. And definitely not the first one that plays on the video that I sent you. There's no chance. It was odd. Or you got it somewhere else. Admit you didn't get it from the one that I sent
you. No, it was the video. I just thought this was the best one, truthfully. But I'm probably not the best person to decide that because I don't watch.
If you've never heard Kermit the Frog, how could you decide that was the best one? Now it's just weird because I don't want DBJ to go Kermit the Frog here. I want him to do it the way Kermit the Frog says it.
Well, who's going to tell me? I don't know what he sounds like.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. Well, you never heard Kermit the Frog, jackass. Sorry. We'll get it corrected. How about this? We had Solana's dad on yesterday. You ever met Solana's dad? We've met your dad. Have you ever met Solana's dad?
I have not. I would like to.
So, super nice guy. He's Uruguayan. And we were talking to him about, what was it?
Meat.
Oh, we were talking about grilling and cheeseburgers and all that stuff. And he blurted out chimichurri. You ever had a chimichurri sauce, DBJ?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. Well, here is Eduardo Solana blurting out chimichurri on this show.
Chimichurri.
Chimichurri.
Chimichurri. What is it, man? Do I know what I'm talking about? Chimichurri. It's a sauce?
Yeah, you had it. It's the green sauce on top of steaks at
like
Cuban
a skirt steak.
Spanish
yeah,
restaurants.
Like,
yeah, you've had it before.
Chimichurri. I can say
chimichurri.
That. Chimichurri.
Okay. Yeah, close enough. And then from Madonna, La Isla Bonita. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita.
Say the last line again.
La Isla Bonita, the pretty island.
La Isla Bonita.
Is that, you've never heard La Isla Bonita, TBJ?
I've heard it many times. Come on.
All right, just making sure. Well, how do you sing along with it?
Well, you'll have to wait to hear Saturday.
All right, you got four good lines for you to work in Saturday. Everybody listen to the game here on 560 WQAM. Pregame starts at 3 and kickoff is at 7. We love you, DBJ. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. See you then. Bye-bye.
Kermit the Frog here. I don't know what he was doing there.
I know what happened. The clip you sent had three different ones.
Yeah.
And he took the last one when he was real close.
He figured that they were all the same or whatever. Yeah.
No, I just thought that was the best one.
No. You wouldn't have given it that much thought. I think you just fired up the video as it was rolling, and then you heard, oh, he said Kermit the Frog here, and you didn't. But it was like, I'm imagining what I sent you was probably like some sketch of Kermit the Frog saying that line different ways, but he always says it the same way on the show.
Solana missed Kermit and all them guys.
I guess Solana, so.
Wow. That's
like
sad.
No Muppets, no Sesame Street, none of that?
No, I mean, I know Sesame Street, the Big Bird or whatever.
Yeah, the Big Bird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they called him. Snuffleupagus?
Snuffleupagus.
Come on, Solana.
No Sesame Street, huh?
No.
Although, when I was a kid, that was really the only kids programming. You guys grew up and there was Nickelodeon and all that stuff, so you could watch. Like, all I had was Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I still went Sesame Street. You got me by, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sesame Street.
I made sure David watched Sesame Street.
Yeah, Solana, he's a little anime baby.
You don't know, like Oscar the Grouch?
Is that where the Cookie Monster's from?
Yes, he's from Oscar the Grouch.
No, Sesame Street, man.
Yeah, the street, as Robert California says on The Office. He goes, Jim, what do you think about the street? Jim and Pam had just had a baby, and Robert California, my favorite. He's like, so what do you guys think of the street? And Jim's like, the what? And he's like, Sesame Street. He's like, oh, okay, because no one calls it that. But the street. All right, 4 o'clock hour's coming up. We're already running late. I apologize in advance. We've got Motley Crue tickets to give away. 4 o'clock hour's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.